This practice reduces feelings of stress. We stimulate the calming, parasympathetic nervous system, which brings more harmony throughout the systems of the body. The way in which we breathe influences our mental and emotional states, hormonal balance, muscular tension, blood pressure, heart rate, and cognitive function. Breathing really matters. Let's practice breathing in a way that brings greater ease, vitality, and well-being to all the functions of our body, mind, and emotions. I will guide this practice as a breath training. Do your best to follow the guidance, but don't worry about getting it perfect. Most of us have been breathing in shallow, short, arrhythmic ways most of the time. It takes practice over time to relearn how to breathe in a full lung, deep, rhythmic way, like young children naturally breathe. It's one of the reasons that children have endless energy. We naturally knew how to breathe in vitalizing ways as young kids, and it's time to relearn it. When you do, you will gain back remarkable energy, brain function, calm, and vitality. Sit comfortably in a way that you can relax while also remaining awake and aware. You can even do this practice standing. You may close your eyes or focus on a spot on the floor or the space in front of you. First, notice that you are breathing. You've been breathing your entire life, but how much have you noticed it? Notice it now. Notice the depth and rate of your breathing as it is. Now let your breathing become deeper and slower. Inhale and exhale through your nose. I'm going to guide and train full lung inhales and exhales. If you become at all lightheaded, then make your breaths slightly shorter, less deep. So begin by emptying out your next exhalation. Get to the end of that next exhale completely. And then inhale through your nose and slowly draw your breath more down towards your abdomen. Gently purse your lips to exhale slowly and evenly as if through a large straw. Gently engage your abdominal muscles to exhale all the air out. And smoothly begin your next inhale through the nose, again drawing the air down towards your abdomen, such that the belly gently expands without any pushing or tension. Again, purse your lips to exhale slowly and evenly through your mouth, engaging your abdominal muscles to exhale fully. Smoothly transition from this exhale to your inhale and expand this time across the width of your lungs, gently expanding the side ribs. Again, exhale through softly pursed lips for a long, slow, complete exhalation. Again, transitioning from exhale to inhale, breathing in through the nose, expanding across the width of your lungs and down towards your belly. And again, exhale through softly pursed lips, long, slow, and complete to the end of the exhale. Let this next inhale find the back of your ribs, reaching into the back of the lungs. Again, exhale through pursed lips to the end of that exhalation, all of the air out, gently engaging the abdominal muscles without any tension or forcing. Now inhale through your nose with length down towards the abdomen, width across the sides, and depth into the back of the lungs. Find the fullness of your lungs. Exhale through pursed lips to the end of this exhalation. Continue these full lung breaths, slow and rhythmic, on your own at your own pace. Allow a gentle moment of rest and relaxation after each inhale and after each exhale. You may pause this recording in order to do this as long as you wish. gently prolonging the duration of the breath and allowing it to flow as evenly as possible, brings the vagus nerve, the main nerve of the parasympathetic nervous system, to a minimally active state, reducing nerve activity on the brain and facilitating a state of relaxed vitality. In other words, learning to breathe like this makes you think more clearly and feel great. Return to this practice multiple times per day to de-stress with each breath.